I have 5 points that I also wanted to make in light of the discussions, but also to add a little bit to what I have presented before. The first point is maybe what has been already indicated by the United States on this whole section that we are having here in front of us, that the chapeau as it is right now maybe could create some confusion or problems. While in an abstract way, we of course agree that many of these or most of these elements are related to the legality of laws, in a further phase, we need to be more specific in what way. Otherwise, we are creating confusion and problems, and it's very important that we get this right in any future document and not to simplify it. So while we are seeing that the way of discussing is very useful and fruitful, a simplified chapeau also leads to certain problems and misunderstandings. The second point, what has also been raised by the United States, is the issue of the tiers. Here I would also plea for having this discussion maybe in the next phase. It's an important discussion, but at the moment I think it would be rather a hindrance. In the end, we should have elements on the table that we then sort into two tiers. There's also this apparently this important discussion about are the two tiers the tiers of prohibitions or regulations, or are the two tiers those of two different types of ways to deal with IHL? It's an important discussion to have, but probably in the next phase. Third point, what we have not introduced yet, but which is an important part of our working paper and which is missing on this list, is the functional understanding of the system. We see this as a different element than what has been introduced as context or informed decision. In our view, functional understanding, and here I quote the working paper, means that those authorizing any use of weapon systems that integrates autonomy in its critical functions of selecting and applying force to a target must have an adequate understanding of the system under consideration. They must understand what circumstances or conditions will trigger the system to apply force, including conditions that would trigger an unintended engagement. Moreover, it must be possible to trace back the outcome of the use of force to human agency. So, as explained before, this is a different element than the other ones that we are seeing on the screen. It's still also important. And as I have said, we also think that context and making informed decisions, but also here we have a slightly different phrase, but it's the same idea, are important. So it's in the end three elements. Fourth point, I also wanted to support the point, as Brazil did, the point that was made by Pakistan, that the concepts that we have strongly discussed last year of predictability, explainability, traceability, are kind of a bridge that links IHL to these novel technologies, to this new type of weapons, or also new methods of warfare. It's no accident that those kind of concepts are not completely new to the world of AI. They are part of the UNESCO ethical principles, which have been agreed by all states in the UN system. So basically, practically everyone in this room. And they are also used in several policy documents, not only in the civilian field, but also in the military domain. So those are not completely novel concepts. We understand the argument that they are not part of IHL. But as I have said, Pakistan has made a very good point. They serve as a bridge between those new technologies and the existing IHL. And maybe a last point that more relates to our discussion to the previous question. We had some discussion on bullet 5 in the other question. Here also we want to refer to our working paper, which in paragraph 15 in the second bullet offers more of a procedural approach to this, that on the one hand links the ethical elements to the ways those weapons are used, but also has a link to IHL through formulations that people might identify as the Martens Clause. And this, while we know that it's widely disputed, we want to have this discussion also as part of our way forward. I thank you.